Bezras Hashem Yitzbarech, today's daf is Ayin in Meseches Yuma. It's the 533rd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to discuss the Kohen Gadol's conclusion of reading the Sefer Torah and rolling up the Sefer Torah as discussed in the beginning of our Perek Bolo Kohen Gadol. It will discuss what he will read Baal Peh from Parshas Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar, and then the concluding lines of the Mishnah that said that afterwards he makes Shmone Brachos, that we learned in our Mishnah, on Daf Sayman Ches Amud Beis, and introduce us to the rules of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs and Berov Am Adras Melech. We will then have a new Mishnah, which will discuss the Halachos of the concluding Avodos of Yom HaKippurim, and ultimately the Simcha, the awesome Simcha of the Kohen Gadol, coming out with the conclusion of the Avoda with the Veikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will take us to Ayin Amud Beis, which will analyze a fundamental machlokis in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, whether the Musif of the Shivas Kvasim was brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar or later on in the afternoon. The Gemara then will discuss the sources for Rabbi Eliezer and the sources of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara again will make reference to a klal that we had earlier in our Masechta of the Kohanim vis-a-vis the Avodas Hayom Arzrizim, and that analysis will conclude our daf. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin to go a little Sefer Torah, that after the conclusion of the Kriyas HaTorah, the Kohen Gadol wraps up the Sefer Torah. Kol Kach Lama asks the Gemara, why do we need the concluding lines of the Mishnah that says that he wrapped up in the Sefer Torah and he said, Yoser Mimasha Karas Lefnechem Kosuv Kan. There's more about Yom HaKippurim than that which is written here. Why do we have that? Why does he add that? Kedosh Shelo Lahotzi Laz Al Sefer Torah. In order that people literally not say Lashon Hara or not say bad things on the Sefer Torah. Rashi explains that the Lashon Hara will be on this Sefer Torah, that they will say, oh, when he reads the third parsha by heart, when he says that by heart, they'll say the reason why he's reading it by heart is because that was missing in the Sefer Torah. So that's why he says, Yoysim imasha karas lefnechem kosuv kan. The Gemara continues, Ube'eser shel chumish hapikudim kore al peh. And he reads the parsha of Yom HaKippurim in Parshas Pinchas by heart. Amai niglov v'nikri. Why don't we just simply roll to there and read there? Amar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishua Amar Rav Sheshet Lefisha Ein Goylin Sefer Torah B'Tzibur Pnei Kvodat Tzibur. This is a fascinating klal, and the klal is that ideally one is not supposed to take out time to roll the Sefer Torah, literally for respect for the Tzibur. The fact that the Tzibur has to wait is a zilzul in Kvodat Tzibur, a nominee for halacha from the daily daf, which we haven't been zelka to do for a while, would be that there, of course, many have seen that if there's only one Sefer Torah, we do roll the Sefer Torah, and this halach of Kvod HaTzibur is not followed in all instances, as sometimes the mitzvah of the Kriyas HaTorah is Doche Kvod HaTzibur. Asks the Gemara, but there were many, many Sefer Torah. Baruch Hashem, if you go to the Kotel HaMaravi today, you could see dozens Bli Ayin Hara of Sefer Torah. So in the Har HaBayis, there once also were many Sifrei Torah. V'nesi achrini v'nikre. Let's bring another Sefer Torah and read from it. Ravun Rebbe Yeshua Amar Mishum Pekamo Shorisham. We're afraid that it's going to indicate that the first one had something missing. That's the explanation of Ravuna. Reish Lakish has another explanation. Reish Lakish Amar Mishum Bracha Shein Etzricha. Rashi explains that when they need to take out another Sefer Torah, they would need to make a new bracha. And that is a bracha Shein Etzricha Gir. Tzricha, and therefore it should not be done. Ask the Gemara, Umichai Shinan Lifgama, are we choshesh that if we're going to take out another Sefer Torah, it's going to tell that the first Sefer Torah is Pogum, that it's Chaser? V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios B'Shabes, Mevi'in Shalosh Torahs. On Rosh Chodesh Teves, we bring out three Sefer Torahs. V'karin Achas Binyano Shalyom, one of them you read, Binyano Shel Yom. In other words, the parsha of that week. Va'achas shel Rosh Chodesh. Va'achas shel Chanukah. So we see that we're not afraid of Pogum. answers the Gemara a fascinating yisod. And this relates to many halachos in regards to taking out a Sefer Torah. Tlasa gavri, but tlasa sefer lakepkam. If you give different aliyahs to different people, then it won't create the chash of pgam. But chad gavra, betray sifri, ika pgamma. But if you have the Kohen Gadol who's up for the aliyah, then taking out another sefer Torah, then that will look like a pgam. So we're stuck with being caught in between the chash of pgam and kvorat sibur, and therefore he says it bal peh. Continues the Mishnah, Muvarech alei Hashmeinei Brachos, we learned of eight brachos that the Kohen Gadol says afterwards, Tana Rabbanan ala Torah. What does ala Torah mean? Or what does the bracha of ala Torah constitute? Kederach Shem Muvarech Beis HaKnesses. That's the same bracha that we make in the shul. Rashi on the Mishnah explains that's the concluding bracha that we make till this day when we get a Aliyah, Shenosan Lanu Torah Semes V'chaye Oilam Nota B'Secheinu. Like the same way we say in Tefillah. In other words, the brachos of Avoda, Ritzei, Hoda, Modim, and Mechilas Avon, Eslach Lanu. When we learned that in the Mishnah, we explained and translated then. There was one thing that we did not explain in our Mishnah. Rashi told us to wait for the Gemara, and that is what the Gemara does here on the first line, wide line on Ayin Amid Aleph. Tanu Rabbanu Shar Tefila. Then the Mishnah told us he also makes a bracha of Shar Tefila. What is that? Rina Tchina Bakashim Ulfanecha. We sing, we beseech, and we ask of you, Akash Baruch Hu, Amcha Yisrael She'etzrichen LaHoshea, that Klal Yisrael needs your redemption. V'chosen b'shamei tefila. And then we conclude, Baruch atah shamei tefila. V'achakach kolecha lecha mevi sefer Torah mibeso. V'kora bo kidei laharos chazuso l'rabin. And afterwards, everybody brought their own sefer Torah, and they showed the beautiful sefer Torahs to others. Rashi says that this is based on the pasuk of Zekeri v'anveyu, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel on the Beis Darshins. Hisnoi lefana b'mitzvahs, which includes Sefer Torah. Fascinating thing that at the pinnacle of Yom HaKippurim, they involve themselves in Zekeri v'anveyu and showing beautiful Sefer Torah. Haroyin Kohen Gadol. We learned in our Mishnah that someone who is seeing the Kohen Gadol will not see the Sirim Mishtaleach because it was taking place at the same time. Lo b'nei sheina rashoi, not because it was prohibited to see both, but rather, you couldn't, because it was taking place simultaneously, one in the Har HaBayis, in the Beis HaMikdash, the other in the Midbar outside Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Pshita, once I explained the distance between the two, and it took place at the same time, it's Pashut. Why does the Mishnah need to spell that out? Mal de Semekid Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had a rule, an important yesod of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, that if you have one mitzvah, you're not allowed to pass over to do another one. Says Gemara, I would have thought that in this case, if you decide to go to see the Seir HaMishtaleach, you're being Mavir al mitzvah from hearing the Kriyas HaTorah of the Kohen Gadol. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is, no, that you could choose either one. There isn't a Chiyuv Dafka to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Umay mitzvah. And what would be the mitzvah of seeing either of these mitzvahs? That's how most Mefarshim learn. Berov am hadras melech, that there is a mitzvah to have positive spiritual events to be attended by multitudes. Berov am hadras melech, pasuk in Mishlei, the multitudes of people creates beauty for the king, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamash Malon, in this case, you don't have to worry about that mitzvah of Berov am hadras melech, and you could be in either one of the two places, even if you're being mavir on one over the other. Passing one, for example, leaving the Beis HaMikdash for the Seir HaMishtaleach, and you're taking away from the Berov Am, nevertheless, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's acceptable. Our Mishnah now continues with the next part of the process of the Avodah. To understand the first line in the Mishnah, we have to remember what we learned in the previous Mishnah about the Begadim that the Kohen wore when he read from the Torah. The Mishnah had told us in the beginning of Perek Balo Kohen Gadol that the Kohen Gadol could wear either Bigdei Pishtan, or he could wear his own clothing, what the Mishnah refers to as Lavan Mishalo. Says our Mishnah, Im Bivigdei Boots, kore, if he read the Torah with the linen clothing, not his own, so then kodesh yadav v'raglav. The next thing after finishing was then he would be mekadesh his yadayim and his raglayim. However, what's not expressly stated in our Mishnah is if he had worn his own clothing, so then he did the kiddush yadav v'raglav when he took off the big day lavan. So then, in such a case, there is no need for tefillah and kiddush acher because it was done previously. But in the case of big day votes, then he does kiddush yadav v'raglav poshat. Then he takes off his clothing yarad v'tavel. He goes to the mikvah olav and estapik, dries himself off. Evilo big day zav, and then he wears the big day zav of the kohen v'lavash. V'kidesh yadav v'ragla v'yotza v'asa es eloi ves elam. So then he goes out and he brings the carbon aisle that is his own, as well as the carbon aisle of the people. V'esh shivas kvasim tmim b'nei shana div Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer says the carbon musaf of Yom HaKippurim that's described in Parshas Pinchas is done at that time. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva oimer im tamid shel shachar hayekraven. The Shivas Kvasim were brought with the carbon tamid a lot earlier in the morning. Our Gemara will analyze that machlokis. Period. Upara ol of Asira Nasa Bechutz, Hayekravim im tamid shel Bein Harbaim. The para ola and the seir that's supposed to be done outside, that Rabbi Akiva agrees, that para ola of the Musaf, as well as the seir Hanasa Bechutz, the seir of the Musafim, as opposed to, of course, the seir that was slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash and sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Heichal, those are all part of the Musafim, and those were bought as part of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. The Machlokis is in regards to Shivas Kvasim Tmimim. Continues the Mishnah, the Seder Avoda, after we've described the Machlokis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva, Kidesh Yadav Raglav, again, after he finishes this Avoda of Elo and El Ha, now he wore the big day lavan. So it's a separate avoda for him now to go in and take out the kaf and the machta that was in the kodesh kedushim, was used for the sprinkling of the Torah in the kodesh kedushim, which was left there. Then he again does the mikvah, and now he puts on big days of. Now he does the regular avoda of Keter Shel Bein Arbaim. As well as to light the neros. Then v'kidesh yadav v'raglav ufashat. And he took off the big days of. Most take out the words v'yard v'taval. Heviulo big day atzma. He took off his big days of and he put on his own clothing. V'lovash. And then the simcha erupts. They say they were taken to his house. When the Kohen Gadol left B'Shalom, then it became a tremendous Yom Tov. Ibai Lehu, the Gemara says, Hechi Ka'amar, how could Rabbi Akiva disagree with Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah and learn Im Tamid Shel Shachar Hayikrevim, that the seven Kvasim were brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar? Is that what Rabbi Akiva is saying? The Gemara is going to have a suffix. And he holds that the para ol and sirah nasa v'chutz are brought in tam bein arbaim. Odil mahachi kamer im tamid shol shachar ayikrevin upara ola ba'adayu v'sirah nasa v'chutz im tamid shol bein arbaim. Where do you put the kam in the Mishnah? Do you put the kam in the Mishnah that both the shivas kvasim and the para ola were brought with the tamid shol shachar, and only the Sarah Nasa Bechutz, according to Rabbi Akiva, was brought with the Bein Arbaim? That's the second possibility of the Gemara. Or do we say no, that you put the Kama that the Shivas HaKvasim were brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar, but the Paraol, the Sarah Nasa Bechutz, is brought with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim? Visu. And another thing that's unclear in our Mishnah is a different part of a different Shita. Within Rabbi Eliezer, Para oila. The para oila is not mentioned at all. Rabbi Eliezer, Deshaire Amos Avidle. Rabbi Eliezer leaves it over. He doesn't mention it. When was it brought? Vesu in another kasha. Bainu Rabbi Eliezer, Bainu Rabbi Akiva, Emure Chatas Emo Avidlehu. When are the intestines of the Chatas brought? Amar Rava, Rava makes a good point. There are gaps over here in our Mishnayis. Five lines from the bottom on Ayin Amar Aleph. Lo Mishkachas Lo Mitakanta. We don't find it in the Takanta, in the Takanon, if you will. That is our Mishnayis. Ela, Ola Rebbe Eliezer, the Tandavei B'Dvei Shmuel. In Tandavei Shmuel, we have an explanation for Rebbe Lazar. Ola Rebbe Akiva, B'Dtosefta, the Tandavei Shmuel. Or Rebbe Akiva could be explained according to, the Tosefta. I ran through a stop sign, Ola Rebbe Akiva, Kidda Tosefta, period. The Tandavei Shmuel taught Rebbe Eliezer Omer. From Shmuel's teaching, we can know Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. Yotza, the Kohen Gadol went out, Va'asa Elo Ve'el Ha'am, Ve'emure Chatas, and he also did Emure Chatas. Aval Para Ola, V'shivas HaKvatz, Masir HaNasa B'chutz, Im Tamen Shel Bein Ar Abayim. The Ayil of the Kohen, as well as the Eil Ha'am, as well as the Emure Chatas, were all done during the period of the Tvila Shlishis, after the third Tvila. However, when it comes to the Seir HaNasa B'chutz and the Shivas HaKvasim, that's by the Tefillah Chamishis. Rabbi Akiva, the Tosefta Mahi, what is the Tosefta according to Rabbi Akiva? The Sanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Par Ha'ayla, V'Shivas HaKvasim Im Tamid Shol Shachar Hayekrevim. The Par Ha'ayla and the Shivas HaKvasim were brought in the morning. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Milvad alas haboyk asher alas hatamid. So they were already done in the morning. Va'achakach avoydes hayom. Then the avoydes hayom was done. Va'achakach sir nase bechutz. And subsequent to that was a sir bechutz. Shenemar series im echad chatas. Milvad chatas kippurim. The pasuk in Pinchas describes aside from the chatas kippurim. Va'acharkach elo ve'el ha'am. So according to Rabbi Akiva, sir nase bechutz is done before elo ve'el ha'am. Va'achar kach emurei chatas, and emurei chatas is done later on. Va'achar kach tamid shel bein arba'im, and afterwards a tamid shel bein arba'im would be brought. Says the Gemara, "My time of the Rabbi Eliezer. What is the rationale for Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that all of the karbanos musaf are bought in the tvila chamishis? According to Rabbi Eliezer, all of the tvilas musaf were brought with the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, and that's in the Tefillah Chamishis. Kiddich Siv. Ovid Kiddich Siv. Rabbi Eliezer's position is straightforward. You do as a simple reading of the Psukim. And therefore, Ovid Bereisha, the Taras Kainim. First you fulfill all the Psukim in Achrei Mos. And then, Vahadar Ovid, the Chumash Pekudim. And only then do you go to Chumash Pekudim, which is towards the end. By the fifth Tefillah. Rabbi Akiva kediktani time. Rabbi Akiva has a different rationale. Pasuk said, "Milvado las haboyk asher las hatamid alma musafim im tamid shel shachar avlu." Since when it comes to the description of the musaf, it describes also the carbon tamid with the carbon musaf, because it says, "Milvado las haboyk asher las hatamid." That aside from the carbon musaf, you also have the carbon tamid, which seems to indicate that there's a relationship between the two, and therefore you don't follow the order of the psukim. Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer going to do with the fact that Torah goes out of its way to say Mavara Los Haboker Asher Lo Lasa Tamid, which seems to put the carbon tamid with the musafim? Hay Milvad Chatas Hakipurim Mayovid Le. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with one of Rabbi Akiva's drashas? For Rabbi Akiva, earlier that we had mentioned in the Tosefta, the Seir HaNasa B'chutz is brought immediately after the Seir HaNasa B'fnim, because the Torah says, Siras Yizim Echad Chatos, Milvad Chatas Hakipurim. That seems to indicate that they go together. Yet, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Seir HaNasa B'chutz is done much later on, and not with the Seir HaNasa B'fnim, as we were Doresh on the top two lines on Ayin HaMebeis. Answers the Gemara according to Rabbi Eliezer, Humi Boile HaMashe Zeh Mechaper Zeh Mechaper. It comes to tell us a totally different halacha. The Gemara in Shavuos and the Mishnah there describes that if someone was Metame the Migdash and was aware of it only later on, but not before, the Seir HaNasa B'chutz is Mechaper. But it will only be Mechaper if there is a Yediyah. And the Gemara tells us that just like the Seira Pnimi is only Mechaper if there is a Yediyah, if there was an awareness, so too the Seira Nasa Bechutz is only Mechaper if there it was awareness. And we learn that out from the Pasuk of Milvat Chatas HaKippurim that indicates that their timing is different, the Seira Pnim and the Seira Chutz. However, the concept is the same, that they both have the rule of being Mechaper only those things that have Yediyah. The Gemara now continues bringing the Tosefta that had Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that explained to us Rabbi Akiva that we saw on the bottom of Ayin Amin Aleph going to Amid Beis, with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Mishmai. Rabbi Yehuda said over in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva did not hold that all of the Shivas Kvasim are brought with the Karban Tumim in the morning. Echa Krav Tumim Shel Shachar, Rishishim Tumim Shel Bein Arabayim. That Rabbi Akiva only said that one of them are supposed to be brought, one of the seven kvasim are supposed to be brought with a carbon tum. Relazar of Shimon Oim Mishmai, Shisha Kreim Tum Shel Shachar, Ve'echorim Tum Shel Bein Arabayim. That six are brought with a carbon tum, and one is done in the afternoon. Mai Tamayu Dirabbanan. What is the rationale for the second Shita of Relazar Bereb Shimon? And for that matter, even Rabbi Yehuda, who split apart Rabbi Akiva's original Shita, that we thought all seven are brought in the morning. Trei Kroi Ksiv, because there are two psukim that contradict each other. Ksiv Milvad Oilas HaBoiker, aside from the Oilas HaBoiker, which would indicate that the Musafim are brought with Tamin Shel Shachar, but there's another pasuk, and that is, Uksiv Yotzav Asas Oilasai, he goes out and he does his carbon Ola. There the pasuk is describing, after the Avodas Hayom, that the Kohen does is Ola Ves Olas Ha'am. That seems to indicate that there was still more karbanos to be brought, and we think that means that it's the karban mosaf. Hilchah avi minay hacha uminay hacha. The Torah is telling us to split apart the shivas kvasim. What is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda that you only do one with the karban tamid versus Rabbi Lazar who says that you do six? B'maykam miflagi Rabbi Yehuda savar avi chad kidich siv milvad oilas habayker. It says milvad oilas habayker except for oilas habayker. V'hadar avodas hayom. And then it says Avodas Hayom. And Chazal understand Dil Mechusha Cholish Kohen Gadol. Maybe the reason why we say immediately Mavados HaBoker and immediately subsequent that is Avodas Hayom is we're concerned that the Kohen Gadol is going to become weak, and therefore we don't want him to be involved with all of the six Karbanos already in the morning that are just the Musafim before he does the Iker Kapara of the Paranasa Bifnim, the Seira Nasa Bifnim, the Iker Kapar of Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Savar Kiman, the Ischil Ovid Shisha, that once you start, you do as many as you can, Dilma Pasha, because we're afraid he might forget, and we're not afraid that he's going to become weak. Dilagabe Avodas Hayom, Zarizhu, because when it comes to Avodas Hayom, we are confident that the Kohen Gadol is going to be a Zariz. The Gemara points out to Kuli Alma Mias. We now continue 9 lines from the bottom of 9 and 8. Everybody agrees. Chad Ayil Hu. Both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva agree that there's one Ayil of the Tzibur that is going to be brought. There's Elo and El Ha'am. Kiman. Who does that follow? Ki Rabbi. The same Rabbi Omer. Ayil Echad Omer Kan. Hu Omer B'chamash Pekudim. Even though the Torah Akdosha describes an Achrei Mos, an Ayil, that's the same Ayil that's mentioned in Chumash Pikudim. Obviously, you could understand that there are two. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Shnei Elimein, two different Elim. Echor Omer Kan, Echor Omer Chumash Pikudim. And both Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Eliezer are only arguing about the placement of it, whether after the third Tevilah or after the fifth Tevilah, but they're not arguing about how many. My time made the Rebbe. What's Rebbe's svar? Dechsiv echad. Rebbe Lazar Shimon. My echad miyuchad sheb edro. The Torah Kedosha does describe in one of those psukim as echad in Parshas Achrei Mos. Ayel echad. So Rebbe understands that means that there's only one. Rebbe Lazar Shimon says echad means that it's supposed to be the best one, the miyuchad. For Rebbe, nafkalei mimivchar nidorecha. That Chazal darshan in other places from the pasuk in Devarim. Shama Saviu v'chol mivchar nidrechem. Actually, it's really in the plural in the pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis, And that tells us for all karbanos. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, chad b'choyv v'chad b'nedava u'tzricha. Rabbi Eliezer says no. That's talking about nedava that should be b'mifchar. But how do we know that in Yom HaKippurim also kamash malon this pasuk of ayel echad that tells us supposed to be miyuchad? But according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, there were actually two elim. This Bezer Hashem concludes daf ayin in Maseches Yuma.